Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the changing demographics of Ohio. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio is becoming more diverse. In 2011, people of color made up less than 19% of the population. In 2021, that number had grown to more than 22%. This growth happened almost entirely in Ohio's urban areas. Racial diversity didn't increase much at all in rural Ohio over the past decade. This is according to research by Alex Dorman, a fellow at the Center for Community Solutions. That's a nonpartisan think tank in Northeast Ohio. Alex joins me now. Hello.
Hi there.
Alex, we already know that Ohio cities are more racially diverse than its rural communities. As you were researching growth and diversity, what differences did you find between urban and rural Ohio?
The youth are more diverse than the older Ohioans in both of those regions. But what we really found was in urban Ohio, which I should specify also includes suburban Ohio, according to census designations, that over the last 10 years, the rate at which populations became more diverse, Black Ohioans, Indigenous Ohioans, people of color, those populations increased at a greater rate in urban and suburban areas than they did in rural populations, where really the racial diversity has kind of remained stagnant. There was a little bit of movement, but nothing like what we saw in urban and suburban areas.
What do you think accounts for differences like that?
It's hard to say for sure. A lot of this research was based off of work by Dr. Fry at the Brookings Institute. And Dr. Fry has posited that things like immigration has played a pretty big role in younger populations being more racially diverse than older populations.
Yeah. Do you think it matters that some parts of Ohio are becoming more diverse faster than other parts? Like, could this contribute to a rural-urban divide here?
I think that would make sense. I mean, you just have different kinds of experiences happening when you're growing up or existing or working in a space that's more racially diverse compared to someone who has spent the majority of their life when those people look just like them. There is research that talks about the benefits and the enrichment of exposure to people of different races, different cultures, different beliefs. And it's just important to know that despite us talking about the country and the state of Ohio becoming more racially diverse, that's just not the story for everyone who lives in Ohio, and certainly not the story for the roughly 24% of Ohio's population that live in the census-designated rural areas that I looked at.
Well, like you said, you found that younger age groups in Ohio are significantly more racially diverse than older age groups. So what do you think this means for the future of racial composition here in Ohio?
If these trends hold, right, young people typically grow into older people. That's usually how it works. And what we're going to see is this stagnant growth rate in the last 10 years of racial diversity in rural areas will continue to hold unless something really changes. And in cities, more urban and suburban areas, we can make the assumption that racial diversity will continue to grow. And that's only going to create a bigger divide between our rural areas and our more urban areas, as just the people that comprise those areas start to look kind of different from each other. They'll start to represent two different populations of individuals.
Alex Dorman from the Center for Community Solutions, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.